Well, today, November 16th, is the feast day of St. Margaret of Scotland. St. Margaret was a queen, a wife, and a mother. She was born in 1045. She died in 1093. And she was the granddaughter of an English king, but she was born in exile in Hungary. And she and her family were shipwrecked off the coast of Scotland. And there they were given refuge by King Malcolm III, who was a Scottish king at that time. And Malcolm fell in love with his virtuous and beautiful and gracious young woman, Margaret. They were married in the year 1070. The king was a good man, but he was uncultured. He had a fierce temper. And it was Margaret's desire and hope that during their marriage, she would be able to influence him to become holy. And that's exactly what happened. She also was very strong-willed and virtuous and was able to, during their marriage, bring him to a great holiness and to be able to have him grow in humility and patience and to get rid of his fierce temper. As a couple, they were able to promote church reforms within Scotland to raise the level of the Scottish culture and to help the living conditions of the poor. They were a very busy couple. They had 8 children, as well as taking care of running this entire country. She was a great advisor to Malcolm. And not only would he obviously have her take care of running the family, but he also asked her advice in running the country and helping the church. Together, they were able to found several churches and monasteries and hospices. They also organized the bishops into having bishop synods and conferences. St. Margaret loved to sew. She sewed her own children's socks, and she even gathered a group of women together to make church vestments and linens for the church, very similar to what many organizations do today in parishes, the sewing committees that will make beautiful, let's say, baptismal bibs or religious garments. She was a devout mother, and she homeschooled her children. She taught her children, her 8 children, education. What's interesting, 2 of them would become saints. Saint David, King of Scotland, 1124, and Saint Matilda, Queen of England. What's also interesting, that because of Matilda's marriage to King Henry I of England, they are the ancestors of the present-day royal family. So the present-day royal family has a number of saints in that family, so it's important to pray to those saints for the current family today. Now, the most important thing about Queen Margaret of Scotland was her love for the poor. She gave huge sums of money for the care of the poor. Not only did she give money, but she personally visited and took care and nursed the sick and even washed their feet. Each day there was a custom that she would invite 24 different poor or peasants into her castle, and she would personally feed them each day. And she would not sit or eat herself until she had personally fed 24 of the poor and washed their feet. Again, it's remarkable to see the Queen of Scotland doing something like this. What a devout and humble person. She was so humble, whenever she met somebody, she would ask them to tell her faults. Imagine the Queen of England doing that today, right? And so she would be willing to accept people's advice. During Advent and Lent, they fed 300 people each day. Queen Margaret lost her husband and oldest son very quickly in 1093 during an attack by foreign enemies. So she was left, she actually was on her deathbed when this happened, and she died 4 days later after the massacre of her husband and oldest son. So she died in 1093, declared the patron saint of Scotland in 1673. She was canonized in the year 1250. I think the things we need to remember from about her life was that she was blessed with great wealth and great power, but she used it for the poor and for the lowly and for the needy. It's a great thing to remember in our materialistic, wealthy society. If the Lord has blessed us with any wealth, we have a great responsibility to use it wisely and to take care of the needs of the poor. And the last thing would be her influence on her husband and her children, her virtue, her holiness. She was a woman of prayer and penance and would do a great deal of spiritual reading of the Bible, prayer and fasting. And because of that, she was able to have this great influence upon her husband and upon her children. And again, we see that in the transformation of her husband, as well as the fact that two of her children became saints. So we pray today, Saint Margaret of Scotland, pray for us.